Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Winds topping 50 miles an hour caused big waves and flooding across the Lake Superior shorefront Wednesday in the Twin Ports area. Local officials reported power outages and water-covered roads on the Canal Park area along with the Duluth waterfront. No injuries were reported. The Canadian freighter Assiniboine, anchored in Lake Superior, reported wind gusts up to 64 miles an hour and 20-foot waves. Another freighter measured a wind gust at 86 miles an hour. A company spokesperson says operations should continue as normal as the Helsinki, Finland firm Ahlstrom Musto has completed an acquisition of Expera Specialty Solutions, which has a paper mill in Rhinelander. The sale price was listed at $615 million. Expera produces specialty paper products for industrial and technical use, food packaging, and other brands. The company spokesperson, Addie Teeters, says it should be business as usual in Rhinelander and the other facilities.
Well, as of today, we form Ahlstrom Musto's fifth business area, and we are being referred to as the North America Specialty Solutions business area. So our four Wisconsin plants, including the Rhinelander plant, will operate just as they have before. However, the fact that we are joining this global organization really does make us more competitive, just the fact that we are a part of now a much larger global production platform.
Besides Rhinelander, there are mills in De Pere, Mosinee, and Kaukauna. Teeters says the acquisition positions the company for long-term growth.
The fact that we are now joining a much larger public company helps create just stability and, of course, more resources to continue our strength in the marketplace. So we are really looking forward to this transition.
The total workforce in Wisconsin is about 1,900 employees. And it's not the kind of alien invasion with UFOs and light rays, but the town of Newbold, north of Rhinelander, is having a different type of invasion. The Newbold Town Board Thursday evening will hear a report compiled by the Terrestrial Invasive Species Committee about the growing number of invasive plants detected in the town. Committee Chair Ed Hammer says a friend noticed a plant on his property that wasn't native, and he said that invasive plant has popped up here and elsewhere. He says Newbold has been working to locate aquatic invasives, but less was known about land invasives. He says they put together an inventory and management plan. He says a survey team has finished the inventory, and with the help of the county and regional groups, have put together maps. He says the meeting tonight will show what has been found. He says, fortunately, no really awful invasives have been seen.
Probably heard of garlic mustard, probably heard of buckthorn. Those are typical invasives that we're finding here and finding in Oneida County and certainly in the town of Newbold. What we'll be able to do with the inventory is to identify to landowners what they've got in their roadway in front of their house, which can certainly lead to what they've got on their property.
Hammer says the public needs to help address the problem. He says over the next few months, the plan will prioritize goals and objectives, including action plans. The meeting is tonight at 6:30 p.m. at Newbold Town Hall. Hammer says any other questions can be directed to him, 715-277-2555. A Shawano County Circuit Court judge has ordered a competency exam for a 22-year-old mother accused of causing her baby's death. Catherine Barker is accused of child neglect resulting in death, failing to report the death, and trying to hide the child's body. She says she noticed the boy wasn't breathing September 28th, but she didn't call for help. Instead, she texted a friend saying she planned to bury the infant at a cemetery on the Menominee Indian Reservation. And a 36-year-old bus passenger from Colorado faces several charges in Sauk County Court, including attempted battery of an officer. Charles Marsh may have been suffering a drug overdose in early September when a Greyhound bus driver reported he was being disruptive. A state patrol trooper met the bus at Lake Delton. The trooper said Marsh tried to punch him in the head but missed and also spit an ambulance worker. He returns to court next month. The weather forecast for the afternoon. Look for skies to be partly cloudy, west to northwest winds gusting as high as 28 miles an hour, and a chance of rain or snow showers. We've had a few snow showers this morning across the Northwoods. Tonight, widespread frost, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 28. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 38. Still frost again Friday night, low 27. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 45 and windy with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.